The Secure Pork Supply Plan is one of several different secure food plans. There's a secure milk supply plan and a secure beef supply plan. And part of the idea behind the development is when we have a foreign animal disease outbreak and control areas are set up to help control the movement of the disease in those control areas, that there's going to be a lot of production sites that are caught up in the control area and their movement restrictions, but are not infected. So we say that they're affected by the movement restrictions, but not infected with the disease. So they would have to meet certain standards to be able to reassure animal health officials that they are not going to spread the disease if movements are allowed off the site. As we know, in the swine industry, animals move all the time. And so if animals aren't allowed to move for a period of time on a production site, there's going to be some pretty bad welfare concerns. So we're going to have to worry about animals overcrowding and so on. And so what can we do to help make it easiest for these animal health officials to see the information that they need to see to be able to allow those animals to move? There's some concern because, especially when we look at some of the diseases that we have gotten in the United States recently, and maybe not exactly sure how they entered the United States. We talk about PED being one of those. And so if we don't know exactly how those came into the United States, we don't know that we've stopped that pathway from entry. And so there's concern that maybe other diseases could come in. There's people that are investigating, doing a lot of good research on, you know, if feed or feed ingredients could be a mechanism, you know, what other ways could it have entered the United States. So there's a lot of research being done into that, but until we really figure that out, there's concern that, that pathway may still be open. So we updated the website, we totally revamped it. So now when you go into the website, you can look into the area across the top is like producers, veterinarians, packers, regulatory officials, and training. So you can find your information according to who you are. So a producer can go right to the pork producers section and they can drop down and they can find all the information they need to start participating in Secure Pork. They can go to the biosecurity section, they can see what it takes to write their site-specific biosecurity plan. And now we've added the information manual that helps give more in-depth information on how to implement the biosecurity measures on the site. We have also added biosecurity templates. So for production sites that don't have a biosecurity plan, they can upload the templates, they can type in what their biosecurity plan looks like. We've got some training videos that are coming up. We have an introduction to biosecurity. We now have a what to do not to bring disease to the site. So when workers come to work every day, to minimize that risk. And those are all going to be translated to Spanish also. We have a new FMD video, a little bit on what happens if we were to become infected, what it would look like, that sort of thing, how it's spread. Most of what we've done is developed for animals raised indoors. And so now we're starting to develop a checklist for animals that are raised outdoors. Right now we're encouraging producers to start implementing it on their site. So it's the matter of writing that biosecurity plan. It's the matter of getting trained in biosecurity, learning about the different diseases. So there's several steps that they can take, making sure that their premises identification number reflects where the animals are located. I believe it's around February of 2019 that there will be a database that Pork Checkoff is working on, that they can start entering their information. So they can start entering their premises identification number, their biosecurity information, and so on. One other thing I want to make sure to mention that we're working on this year is a sample collection certification program. So for these sites that aren't infected in a larger outbreak, when state and federal officials, maybe their resources are stretched and it's hard for them to get onto a site to collect samples and this site's negative, that if the state animal health official said, or the state veterinarian said, yes, you can start collecting samples on your site, you've been certified, that they can collect those samples and get them sent to the diagnostic lab without having a state or federal official coming on to actually collect those. So it could be used at the beginning of the outbreak. If the state animal health official felt that they wanted to have producers or employees on these sites and they said, go collect your samples, that they would have a lot of samples collected in a very short period of time. So it'd be very beneficial on that side. And then also it would benefit the industry because one, they have no one else coming on from a biosecurity standpoint. They don't have to worry about someone coming on the site that has possibly been to other sites to collect samples. So that's a big positive. The other thing is that they then can collect them if they want to move animals. when they go to request a movement permit during the outbreak, and they say, well, my animals show no sign of infection, and the state animal health or federal animal health officials say, well, we want some diagnostic testing to show us that, that person that's on the site that's been trained can collect those samples and get them submitted to the diagnostic lab. So it's a win for the industry to be able to do that, and it would be a win for the animal health officials who, depending on the size of the outbreak, may not have the manpower to be able to go on all these sites. Everything that we've been working on for Secure Pork has included the involvement of federal and state animal health officials. It's included the industry, academia. So it's been quite a team, and it's a lot of back and forth on what do you think would work on the site. One thing that has been added to all the plans is a biosecurity manager. And so the hope is that on that site, the biosecurity manager, who has more buy-in, will make sure that the compliance occurs on the site. So what we encourage producers to do that want to be involved in Secure Pork is to go through the material on the website, write their site-specific plan, implement what they can and what they can do regularly now to get into that routine and that habit. But there's some things in there that realistically aren't going to happen until an outbreak. So the way that they can include that in their plan is that they write up how they're going to address that during the outbreak. For example, one thing is a clean and disinfecting station that we ask them to have at a certain location on the farm. That's not something that they're necessarily going to have now. Sow farms might, other farms won't. And so that's something in their plan. They just write where they're going to put it, where the supplies are coming from, how they're, you know, the inventory of the items and how they're going to manage it, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of things that we ask that they include in the plan as part of the preparation, but they don't necessarily have to do in day-to-day operations. We know that biosecurity is like an insurance policy, right? It's kind of hard to measure exactly what it's worth to you sometimes until you really, really need it. We're very encouraged with the number of people that are starting to work through it. I mean, they can write the biosecurity plan. You know, it takes time, but we've got the resources there. They can become trained in the biosecurity, get their PIN and make sure it's validated, start using it on diagnostic submissions. You know, all these resources per se are free. I know that they take time to do. But I know there's some that are starting to implement it as a step-by-step. And so I think if you bite it off into doable pieces, that I think that you can get a lot done. There's no guarantees. These are guidelines, and how the outbreak plays out, nobody knows. You know, every outbreak is different, and so the state and federal officials are going to make decisions based on what that outbreak looks like. But the idea behind Secure Pork is that we help position producers so that they can be prepared to ask for that movement permit.